I did have a couple of bills that I've been working on. One of those was a House Bill 4. A lot of people call it the solar bill, but it was a landowner protection bill. And, you know, we've seen a lot of solar developments, especially we've got one in Russell County that's starting up that have been going on across the state. And, you know, these facilities, you know, they take up hundreds of acres of property. And some of those can last 20 to 30 years. And so what my bill did was made sure that 20 or 30 years down the road, when it's time for these facilities to go offline, that the cost of that cleanup doesn't fall on our farmers and our landowners. And so what the bill does, it makes them require a decommissioning bond, and they have to carry that bond for 20 or 30 years. And at any time, if the facility goes offline or goes under or whatever that is, that bond is in place to cover the cost of the cleanup. That's been a very important bill to me. It's not, you know, a pro-solar, it's not anti-solar. It's just a pro-landowner protection bill, and was a big priority for Farm Bureau. And, I mean, it was House Bill 4, so it was one of the priorities of the legislature this year.